I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. The city, Long Island, the Jersey Shore, all prepping for Erin. Let's get that part of the story live with our Glenn Shuck.
And good morning. Of course, all of this comes as a lot of people are still getting some last-minute vacation time. This is going to put a wrench in their plans, obviously. The Parks Department here in the city, not yet calling for complete beach closures because of Erin, but of course, a dangerous rip currents, a concern, red flags, a surf being churned up. On Long Island, we checked in with the Town of Hempstead Supervisor, John Ferretti. He tells 1010 Winds,
we will be closing all Town of Hempstead beaches for swimming and bathing both Wednesday and Thursday of this week, with the potential for also closing it on Friday, but we'll make that determination likely on Thursday.
Of course, there's many miles of beaches at the Jersey Shore. For example, red flags have already been up since yesterday in Seaside Heights, where there's no swimming allowed. Governor Phil Murphy is going to be holding a press conference later this morning. He says he'll discuss all of Erin's potential impacts on Jersey in the days ahead. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
On the heels of Erin, the National Weather Service is watching another developing system that, if it picks up speed, would be named Fernand. Forecasters say it's moving toward the Windward Islands on the east side of the Caribbean. It could become a tropical depression by the end of the week. A golfer in New Jersey is critical after being struck by lightning. That happened Sunday evening at the Pinch Brook course in Florham Park. Someone else on the golf course gave the 36-year-old CPR before officers arrived. That person happened to be a veteran member of the Florham Park First Aid Squad, so they totally knew what they were doing. And while the odds of getting struck by lightning are very low, the National Weather Service says it's happened 13 times with fatal results so far this year. That includes twice in New Jersey. New details about the gang-related mass shooting at a club in Brooklyn. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says the whole thing started as an argument between two men, 19-year-old Marvin St. Louis and 35-year-old Jamel Childs.
Video surveillance shows that about 10 minutes before the shooting, Mr. Childs and Mr. St. Louis spoke briefly inside the lounge. Later, Mr. St. Louis approached Mr. Childs and opened fire. Mr. Childs returned fire and two other gunmen immediately joined.
Both men were killed, as was an innocent bystander, 27-year-old Amadou Diallo. The two other gunmen are still on the loose. In Crown Heights, last night, a vigil.
Family members of the three victims killed in the mass shooting that broke out at Taste of the City Lounge early Sunday morning.
Thank you for everybody. Thank you for everybody to come in here.
Amadou Diallo's nephew, Mamadou, speaking out about his time spent with his uncle.
But the Amadou Diallo, when he passed away, he's 27 years old. He said he used to be live with him together, same room, same bed.
Mayor Adams also joining religious leaders and the community in prayer.
Showing support for each other. This is the finest that we can offer each other. And I want to thank all of you who are out here today. It means a lot to the families.
Just feet from the crime scene, white flowers and candles in memory of the victims. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Crown Heights.
That house fire in Queens that officials say was caused by a lithium-ion battery, turns out it wasn't just one. It was 100 of those things all burning at once. Officials say the owner of the home at 164-18 Pigeon Meadow Road was running an illegal lithium-ion battery repair service with some 600 battery cells removed from the location. The homeowner was issued a criminal court summons for both the illegal operation and for fire code violations. City officials confirm a fifth person has died in the Legionnaires outbreak in Harlem. The number of people sickened is up to 108, with 14 people currently in the hospital. 1010 Wynn spoke with one woman who, thank goodness, is mostly on the other side of this. She spent a week in the hospital and still doesn't feel 100%.
53-year-old Nicole Ingram was the sixth person diagnosed in an outbreak that has now reached over 100.
It's not so much shortness of breath. It's winded from doing very little. I could walk maybe 20 feet and, you know, or I can talk too much. Or, you know, anything can make me feel winded.
Her son got it too. They're both smokers, which put them on the at-risk list. Now, she says she's done.
Being able to barely breathe, you know, it changed everything.
Once she finds out which cooling tower produced her positive test, Ingram plans to sue the building owner to get back money she's lost while not being able to work. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Oh, happy day, Trader Joe's shoppers. They're bringing back those mini canvas tote bags that we all love. These are the bags that went viral last year with folks waiting in long lines just to get the bag without even any groceries. Some ended up online being resold for as much as $500, something the company says it does not condone. The Reno Gazette Journal saying they'll be available in black, orange, purple, and a multicolored option and will cost just $2.99 a piece, but so far no confirmation on that. Word is they will go on sale this fall, but so far no exact date. The Q teams are now in all five boroughs in the city. These are members of the NYPD who are focusing on quality of life issues and have now expanded to every precinct on Staten Island. Mayor Adams.
People must feel safe and they must be safe. They go together. And that is what we're going to provide here with our quality of life division. It's about how people are feeling and what people see when they walk out their front door.
On the list of quality of life issues they deal with, clearing encampments, towing abandoned cars, cracking down on illegal mopeds, dealing with outdoor drug use, and responding to noise complaints.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.